This week, Hawaii County stopped accepting most plastics and papers at its recycling centers. Recycling companies used to sell those materials for a profit until China stopped accepting foreign waste in 2017. Hawaii County says its contractor was actually losing money by taking those materials, losses it could no longer sustain. It's a problem facing cities across the country and one that was a major topic of discussion at the 2019 U.S. Conference of Mayors in Honolulu. HPR's Ryan Finnerty was there and spoke with someone who knows something about the global business of recycling. Susan Robinson has worked for the trash and recycling giant Waste Management for 20 years. She believes there is hope for recycling to make a comeback.
So I think really for us, because so much of what we manage is paper, while we've been better able to adapt to the plastic markets without China, without the material moving to China, but almost 60% of what we recycle is cardboard and mixed paper. So we're really relying on new mill capacity in the United States to be able to really, pick up that slack of what was going to China before. Waste Management's been able to market the material to markets across the globe, moving more into India, to Europe, to Mexico, other Southeast Asian countries. However, really globally, what we really need is more mill capacity to kind of fill in that gap. And we're seeing in the U.S., we're seeing that those plans, about 17 new projects that are planned to come online over the next 2 years, which we think then will fill in that gap, close that gap of tons.
So we're talking about the construction of new facilities to take over what China was doing.
There are several new facilities that have actually been announced and planned, as well as some existing facilities that are adding more ability to take recycled materials.
Now, is there any difference or divergence within the recycling industry for different materials? Is it easier or harder to do paper versus glass and that kind of thing?
Paper mills are very expensive. They take a lot of time, permitting, cost to build, so that takes a lot more time. I think it's a little bit there's more flexibility in other types of plastic in particular. So we see a little bit more conversion of material, plastic solutions taking place in parts of the country, probably a little quicker. The paper is really the one that takes a little longer to make that investment.
Mayor Margo from El Paso mentioned how much more expensive it is. Like, it was like almost 10 times more expensive to recycle the materials they were collecting versus putting them in the landfill. Will we ever get close to recycling being equal to throwing something in the landfill, or will it always be more expensive?
I think we have not in the past truly accounted for the cost of recycling. There's always been a cost to collect, to process. We've tried to encourage people to recycle, so we haven't talked about the cost, and we've hidden some of that by either subsidizing through garbage or by the commodity value offsetting those costs. Many communities actually use different policy drivers to artificially change that so that the cost of disposal becomes more expensive than the cost of recycling. That helps a lot. I think also we happen to have two other issues. Increasing the quality of the material can make a really big difference in helping to reduce the cost of process as well as then the value. So you kind of get a double bang for the buck when you're processing less contaminated material and you're selling your end product for a higher value because it's cleaner. That's another way that we're going to make probably one of the best things we can do to make an investment into the future, an economically viable recycling future.
How long, what do you think the time horizon is on that, you know, that the market kind of bottomed out 2 years ago and China pulled out and now we're building up capacity? How long do you think it will take before it becomes a little more economically feasible?
We are hoping that when some of these new mills come online within the next year, 1 to 2 years, that we'll start to see more demand for the material. It's really key. We need to be all purchasing materials and encouraging the use of post-consumer content in materials to drive that demand. And as we do that, we're hoping in the next 1 to 2 years to see a return to some of the value of that material.
Who is primarily driving this industry in the United States? Is it towns and cities, municipalities, or are there private actors that are also pushing it as well?
It's all of the above. It's a very disconnected, fragmented market. There, although we have a large, we're the largest residential recycler in North America, there are a large number of recyclers. A lot of municipalities do the collection. And then single stream recycling tends to be, the facilities themselves tend to be more privately operated, but there are still a lot of recycling facilities in smaller communities across the country.
The Denver mayor, Mayor Hancock, mentioned that a huge portion of recycled materials in his city come from commercial activity, construction in particular. Is that typical? Because I think everybody thinks of, you know, household products as being the main thing.
Yeah, we do think of construction. It's actually categorized a little bit differently. When we look at the municipal waste stream, construction tends to fall outside of that, that data, those statistics. But even when you carve out that construction and demolition, and in some communities, indeed, it is a very large percentage of the material, especially growing communities, even when you carve that out, the commercial sector is larger than the residential sector. And then even within that residential sector, it's only about a third of the material that's actually the traditional recyclables that we're targeting for capture and recycling.
What are the differences in those two streams of material? How are they handled, and what are the challenges that are unique to each one?
They're very different. For one, often the residential stream is collected either by one collector or by a municipality, whereas the commercial sector, often there are multiple different companies collecting. And they actually, in many communities, there's a robust recycling market for that commercial material, especially office buildings where it's a lot of paper, or facilities that have distribution centers with a lot of cardboard. Almost 100% of that material is captured for recycling, that cardboard from large warehouses and distribution centers, because it's really valuable historically, and it's fairly easy to capture. So it's a really different collection system, different infrastructure, different structure, and both have a lot of opportunity to continue to improve.
I had read in after China stopped taking materials that there were some particular materials, I'm thinking of certain types of plastic in particular, that just didn't, they weren't profitable anymore to recycle, and it didn't make sense for private companies to process them, and they just ended up getting thrown out. How susceptible or vulnerable to that market action is the recycling industry as a whole with all these different products?
Well, I think in particular what you may be referring to are what we call the 3-7 mixed plastics. So that was basically the material that China announced that they were going to stop collecting, was mixed bales of a variety of different types of plastics. There were low-grade materials to start with, so when that material lost its home in China, there were some communities that had a very hard time finding markets for it. Now, there are two important points. It makes up about less than 1% of the material that we collect for recycling, and now what we've also are finding of that material, most of it's polypropylene, and we're actually starting to pull that out because markets are developing for it. So we actually are seeing polypropylene growing as a new commodity market.
So it's an ever-evolving industry, it sounds like.
It is all from the beginning of time. When I started in this industry, we were mostly collecting beer bottles and newspapers. Then we moved towards aluminum cans. Then I remember when PET and HDPE started to move into the stream. Then in the 2000s, we saw newspapers start to go away. And we've seen, you know, a complete shift now to lightweight materials. In fact, we talked about, I think it was the mayor of El Paso, that they have less recyclables than they did. Part of it may be that the material weighs a lot less. We actually have to recycle 30% more plastic water bottles because they weigh less, just to get the same tonnage number. So it's a shift in the waste stream. Not all of it's bad. We're using less raw materials, but it means that we're constantly evolving what we do and how we do it.
Great, Susan. Thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Susan Robinson, Senior Director of Sustainability and Policy at Waste Management. You can find more on the changes coming to Hawaii Island's recycling program at hawaiipublicradio.org.